Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Cabana Boy Paulie.
Yo, yo, yo.
Take us away.
What up, everybody?
What do you got for us?
I've got this morning 5 morning habits.
Wow.
That will make you feel like a real adult.
I bet I know.
This one doesn't sound as zany as some of the other ones. But so, go ahead.
Listen, in the prep service bit's defense, sometimes it's useful information. It's mostly just okay. The way they present it as an original idea.
Here's what I'm picturing. I don't want to steal Paulie's thunder, but making you feel like an adult, like a cup of coffee, read the newspaper.
Make your bed, number one. It's got to be make your bed.
I mean, what are we going here with here,
so
Paulie?
So far, none of those.
None of those.
Shut your mouth.
Number 5.
The drops murder me. Just murder me.
Number 5, exercise.
Absolutely not.
It releases endorphins. It's going to relieve all that stress. Nope. Just get it out of the way.
I don't know that it makes me feel like an adult. It makes me feel old sometimes when I exercise.
It does make me feel like an adult. If you get up, like especially with what we do, if we both got up and worked out
before the show, like worked out with your wife Hannah,
I've done it. It sucks.
3 a.m.
It sucks.
I've never worked out before the show.
I have.
Never.
I've been on the bike at 3 a.m. and I'm like, what am I doing?
It's awful. And you're like, man, I'm going to feel so great all day. And then I don't have to exercise later. You don't feel like an adult.
And I'm like, I'll just do it as soon as I get home at 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'm like, no. I'm tired. Yep. I'm going to take a nap.
All right. Exercise. Not going to do
it. Number 4.
Number 4, drink a glass of water. Very simple, very easy.
Jumpstart your system.
Gives you that small sense of accomplishment.
Doesn't drinking
just
water make people feel
healthy habits for the day?
Oh God. Next.
Number 3.
Number 3 says set a daily intention. Maybe even 2 or 3. Just a few things that you would like to accomplish that day. Doesn't have to be crazy. Just get to work on time.
What was your daily intention?
Well, if I set a daily intention to exercise and drink water, I've really nailed all 3 on the list, right?
3 birds, 1 stone.
Number 2.
Start with 30 seconds of gratitude.
Okay. Fine. I do that sometimes.
Get a little zen. What are you thankful for in your life?
It's hard to be grateful as early as you get up. Because your first thought almost every single morning is
F.
I wish I could go back to sleep.
Yeah.
What bad choices have I made in my life that have led me to have to get up at this hour of the day? It's not gratitude that I think of in the morning.
I try to get in that headspace. I do.
Number 1.
I can't believe make your bed's not on there. That's like the most adult feeling thing ever.
If I did that every morning, I think my wife would be annoyed because she would still be in it and sleeping.
Now, my wife's up before me. Wouldn't it be a kind gesture of me to
make the bed?
I don't, ever. I just walk out the door.
Do you make your bed every day?
Oh, we do.
You do?
Yeah,
no,
every day.
Make ours every day.
You don't?
Oh, no.
Isn't that weird? Well, you come home, you have weird hours.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance I'm just falling right back in it at some point in the afternoon or in late morning. So it's pretty much always just ready to go and sleeping.
No, she every day I come home, it's made. I don't do it.
Okay, what was the actual one that we were talking about?
What is the number one?
Number one.
Number one.
Use an actual alarm clock.
As opposed to your phone.
I used to get on Paulie when he would be late. So told him to go to CVS.
Are these things that make you feel like an adult in 1983?
That's the worst. Everybody uses their phone now. Everybody.
Now, their reason is You know, if you have your phone being used as your alarm, your phone's going to be the first thing you look at, and you're just going to start your day by scrolling through social media.
What I missed, the text I missed. I go to bed at 8
that's,
o'clock.
That's
an actual
important.
Alarm clock. Well, for us, yes, but it could lead to some procrastination, maybe get you slow starting your day. If you have an alarm clock, you got to, boom, get out of bed, turn that sucker off.
That's your radio prep service bit of the day. Not very
Game
helpful.
Over.
Not very helpful at all today.
What is your what's your alarm sound on your phone? What wakes you up?
I think it's fairly standard. Is that yours, Pauly?
No.
How do I do it?
Yeah, let's see if I can do mine. All right, so at 8:29, which is in 20 seconds, my alarm should go off, and I'll give you the sound that it makes. That oh, is that
this
yours?
Is mine, yeah.
That's not what mine does. I've got a different one too.
Everyone's looking.
I get a visceral reaction now. Like
mine's the same as my ringtone, because for whatever reason, if I'm ever napping or if I'm asleep, if my phone rings and the sound is on, like I will pop up. I'll be like, oh my god, I'm getting a phone call.
Yeah.
I will wake up.
I turned it off accidentally.
Good job.
It wasn't loud enough.
Spit is fire.
Never mind.
That's yours?
No.
Oh.
A lot of different noises.
Oh, that would be a bad one to wake up to.
Maybe we should go to break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.